He was ready to kill even more. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, until the gunman who started shooting up a luncheon at a Laguna Woods, California church was stopped. A pastor threw a chair at his head, then others hog-tied him and took his guns.
That group of churchgoers displayed what we believe is exceptional heroism and bravery in intervening to stop the suspect.
Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck, one person was killed, five injured. The accused gunman is an Asian in his 60s. His rampage a day after a massacre at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, 10 people killed, three injured, almost all the victims black.
Police say 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, who faces first-degree murder charges, posted a white supremacist manifesto just days before the shooting. The DOJ is investigating the attack as a hate crime and as racially motivated extremism. Gendron is due back in court Thursday. Among those killed, retired police officer Aaron Salter Jr. He was working as a security guard at the store and shot the suspect, but his body armor blocked that bullet.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. President Biden will go to Buffalo tomorrow. His parents keep looking for baby formula. The FDA commissioner says an Abbott production facility shut down after recall, a big factor in the shortage, could reopen in 2 weeks.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says votes are likely this week on emergency authority to loosen some regulations for baby formula covered by federal nutrition programs, and a spending bill to address the formula shortage is also expected. The FDA is loosening controls over some imports of baby formula from overseas.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Sweden's moving closer to joining NATO. So is Finland, making its application official today. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's in Helsinki.
The goal in the United States will be to approve that as rapidly as possible.
All NATO members have to approve the two new countries. McConnell and three other Republican senators visited Kyiv over the weekend, meeting with Ukraine's president. Another record of the gas pump. Regular up another penny today. AAA's national average, $4.48 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Supreme Court may issue opinions today on cases it heard this term. A final abortion ruling is not expected yet after the leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices preparing to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion rights. That has led to pro-choice activists protesting outside justices' homes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN's State of the Union.
This is a dangerous court to families, to freedom in our country.
If the justices end up making that ruling final, they will be letting states restrict abortions, and the results will be very different in Republican red states than in those that are Democrat blue.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his state will protect the unborn from abortion, even if the mother's life is at risk.
We don't think that killing one to protect another is the right thing to do either.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, signed a law in his state that codifies Roe, even if it's struck down.
This is not about the government making that decision. It's about women making that decision.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. A Supreme Court decision on abortion rights is expected in June or July. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. The Dow has dropped 7 weeks in a row. In the NBA playoffs, two game sevens without much drama. The Dallas Mavericks blew out the Suns in Phoenix by 33 points to move on to play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals after the Boston Celtics' 28-point wipeout of the Milwaukee Bucks to advance to play Miami for the Eastern Conference title. On the ice, two overtime thrillers.
Here's Fox. Panarin, right wing circle. Shoot! He scores!
Artemi Panarin's goal won it for the New York Rangers, beating Pittsburgh 4-3 on TBS to advance to round two. The Calgary Flames also move on, after winning a Game 7 in overtime, beating Dallas 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.